Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, September 20th, 2007, is about the Packers' domination of the New York Giants, as well as a look ahead to the contest against the San Diego Chargers. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
It's 2-0, you know, it's a lot better than being 0-2, and are we for real? You know, we got 16 games left, you know, we haven't even played a quarter of the games yet.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you
two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Corey.
And today we'll revisit the big win over the Giants, talk about the growing legion of transplants listeners, plus take a look at the Packer injury bug, and of course, preview the game against the Chargers. So let's get started.
Let's get started with Nick Barnett thinking that there's 18 games in the NFL.
I don't know if you heard it, ladies and gentlemen, but Nick Barnett just said there are 16 games left.
16 games. That means we got two playoff games.
We got two playoff games coming to us, and if we're cheated out of those, right to the Packers' care of Nick Barnett.
Oh, Nick,
that's why football
buddy.
Players should just not talk and hit
16
people.
Minus 2 equals 14, bro.
So let's get to the Giants game, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, we got Brett Favre, we got Deshaun Winn, and Tremont Williams on returns.
The bad, love we got kid. Some Darren College,
ooh.
A.J. Hawk.
Where is he?
Mason Crosby.
Oh, missing
some ugly with Charles Woodson needing some new cleats.
Charles Woodson, would you buy some new cleats or get some longer ones?
And you know, I don't
know. 2 weeks in a row, this kid's falling.
We shouldn't put AJ Hawk in the doghouse. Like, he's sort of the bad because he has a couple missed tackles, but.
And he's not there. Where is he?
His tackle count is not anywhere near what it was last year.
I know. He came out slow last year, so we'll see.
Yeah, but
we'll see.
He was a rookie.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Okay. That's why he's the bad. I know. I agree. Totally agreeing. But
and
let's concentrate on the good.
Okay. The good is we do have a legion of fans, but I don't know if I would use the word legion.
It's growing.
We should probably use legion.
Easy. Like Legionnaire's disease. Anyway.
Yeah.
Let's concentrate on the good. Let's concentrate on Mr. Brett Favre.
Yes, why not?
Gosh. How can you not love this guy?
It's ridiculous.
How great was he?
I called it last week.
He
shouldn't have been put on the bad last week.
Well, we know why he was.
We're not going to revisit.
No. We're not going to revisit
that. You're just like
Britney,
not wearing underwear.
Easy. Britney. Oh, my God. I'm more like Robert Mapplethorpe, please, if we're going to talk controversy. Thank you very much.
So he's breaking records.
All right. He is. And no one cares. What's up with that?
Yeah.
I love, like, if he had been breaking these records.
Everybody cares that Barry Bonds used steroids.
And we had won, a couple playoff games last year or whatever. Blah, blah. Exactly. Barry Bonds has steroids and breaks a record, and the whole world goes nuts.
Yeah,
the whole
they're like,
media
oh, they should put an asterisk.
Conglomerates everywhere are talking about, like, Barry Bonds. But Brett Favre is approaching one of the greatest records in all of sports,
and he just broke one.
He's now the winningest quarterback ever. Ever! In the history of the NFL, and no one cares.
Yeah.
What is that about? It's ridiculous.
I care.
I know you and I care. And most people listening to this podcast probably care.
I would say everybody.
You're probably right.
I would say the 10 people listening to this podcast
probably
care.
Right. Although we have more subscribers than that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think you're alone out there. You are a growing legion.
A growing legion.
I'm telling you right now. But he took over the game in the second half. I mean, took it over. Once McCarthy stopped running the stretch left play, which is just going to be the end of me. I mean, you can ask my wife. I was throwing stuff at the TV. I was so upset.
And, I would probably put Ryan Grant on the good list right now.
Ooh, I don't know.
That one spin move play
was
pretty
cool. It's one play.
Yeah, but it's one play.
He was great.
Okay.
He looked
great. It is one play, but it's the kind of play where you're like.
You get excited about a player. I hear you. I mean, that was sick. When the guy went low on his legs and he just spun and kept going 21 yards. I mean, it was ridiculous. It was great.
And Deshaun Winn.
Brett hit him perfectly. I mean,
Deshaun Winn.
Looking great. Especially on that first touchdown. When like it was obviously designed to go to the right. And he saw both, and he faked both guys. And the defenders thought, oh, he's going to the right. And then he cut back behind the blocks to the left. Looked fantastic.
Well, yeah, and the highlights, Larry McCarron's like, that was a great cutback.
It was fantastic. And I got to tell you, I think it's, if not this week, then next week, he takes over the starting job.
Yeah, probably.
I think it's just a matter of time.
I don't dislike Brandon Jackson.
I like Brandon Jackson. He's just being asked to do something right now that he's not supposed to be doing. He's not built to be your workhorse back. He's built to be a third down scat back. That's exactly what, and he's great at that.
He can catch the ball. He's proved he can catch the ball. He's got smooth hands. He's proved he can make that first guy miss.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think he's got the perfect build and game for that third down back. But as a workhorse, as your first and second down back, I'm sorry, Deshaun Winn looks much, much more suited for
well,
that role.
Well, let's go back to Brett breaking records. He's about to break the all-time interception record.
He is. Two away. Two away. And he talked about it this week.
He did. He talked about one of the two. There was the Lions game and
a Vikings game.
And the Viking game.
His two worst interceptions of all time.
His two worst, yeah. That
but our favorite was definitely the from the knees at Detroit interception.
I was on my knees when I threw that one. I think it was Robert Brooks or Sterling in the flat. I'm not quite sure. But I do remember he was open. But I was looking at it from a different angle, like from right here. And as I came to the sidelines, you know, I threw it, and the guy, I mean, he came out of nowhere, the linebacker. And all I could think as I was throwing it was, this is going to be an unbelievable play. How many guys throw it from their knees? And I God honest truth, I'm telling you, that I really was thinking at it at that time. So when I get to the sidelines, I'm hungry and says, what in the hell were you doing? And I said, I had him open. And he said, I had him open? You're throwing it from your knees. And I could not convince him that I thought that was going to be a great play. So if you ask Mike, he probably would say that was one of the worst. If you ask me, it was that close to being an unbelievable play.
Speaking of unbelievable plays, how about Mr. Brett Favre throwing three more touchdowns to get how close the all-time touchdown record?
When will Brett Favre break Dan Marino's all-time touchdown record?
New poll, ladies and gentlemen.
A new poll.
CheeseheadTV.com.
Let's talk
listeners.
About our last poll real quick.
Oh, yeah, right. Donald Driver was the runaway winner. However, Deshaun Winn was the correct answer.
Other offensive player was the correct answer.
And only one person voted for that.
I feel like it was me, but if it wasn't, you need to go on the forums.
Yeah, somebody.
And tell me
anybody.
Who it was.
Whoever you are.
We're going to have a new poll system, hopefully, through the forums
go
one
ahead,
day. But
go to CheeseheadTV.com and say, I was the one who said other offensive
yeah.
player.
And maybe you'll get a prize.
And you'll get a major.
Or maybe you'll get a shout-out.
You'll get amazing, amazing prizes.
So we got this week against the Chargers.
Right.
B against the Vikings, right. Against the Bears, against the Redskins after the bye.
After the bye week. I think it's coming before the bye week.
And speaking of shout-outs, we do want to give a shout-out.
Shout-out.
A Cheesehead TV forum
shout-out.
Shout-out
to a couple people. I mean, who knew? Who knew? We have listeners. One as far away as Australia.
Australia, another continent.
Australia,
I can't believe
gentlemen.
People in Australia even care about the Green Bay Packers.
I know, right? Well, someone whose handle on our forum is named Ella Bros? Ella Bros? Ella Bros?
Yep.
Whoever you are,
Phoebe008.
Phoebe008, also with some lovely comments.
And Astiak from the Northwest.
From the Northwest.
Is that Seattle, Washington?
I don't know. But
Idaho.
All three of you, you are brilliant individuals.
We love you.
Thank you so much. You have no idea what it means to us to actually have people comment, to say that they're actually listening.
I read those forums to my sister and my mother.
I'll tell you what, my wife was very impressed.
I'm sure.
She thought I was making it up. You know what? I think she thought that I went on as like I pretended to be someone from Australia and read it myself.
Well, I have a confession to make.
You're the Australian person. Are you really?
No, I'm really not.
You really have someone from Australia.
I just think it's
Australia.
Funny. It's
I
amazing.
Think that's brilliant.
Nah,
so
I wish I
you
made
are,
it up. It's
mystery people, thank you so much for listening. It is brilliant having you here.
Now, who we don't want to thank. Oh. It's the national media.
The national media. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the byproduct of winning a few games. You know, all of a sudden, people are talking about you. And so you get these writers and journalists, in quotes,
yeah,
talking about stuff they have no idea what they're talking about. But then they start descending on you like ridiculousness.
Yeah.
For instance, A1 John Clayton with ESPN.
John Clayton. And I put this comment on your blog after you said it.
Right.
Okay, and this is sort of mean, but Packer fans, whatever. Dude, HD, and I just got a 42-inch plasma for my living room. It's awesome.
Nice.
Okay, I'm watching ESPN in HD, and John Clayton comes on.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
hide the women and children.
Please stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we're trying to say is that John Clayton is an ugly individual. He is an ugly man. He is scary. He's oily. He's got big bug eyes, and he is scary.
Wow. And I wasn't going to go there.
He is. Come on. And then he writes that, oh, well, the Packers are an 8-9 win team, but, you know, they're not truly back yet, and they won't win 10 to 11 games. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. They can easily win 8-9 games, but it is beyond comprehension that they'll win 10 or 11. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this man gets paid
he
to
gets
write
paid.
This. That is ridiculous. Anyway.
He needs to go to radio.
I don't want
to
dwell on the national media. They're ridiculous.
Although, if he wants to come on our show, that would be cool.
John, bring it. You oily, ugly, bug-eyed individual.
Wow. You said it again.
You know what? He can forget himself. You know, inside the NFL, everyone picked the Chargers last night. They can all forget themselves. I'm done. You know, this is what I...
That's what they do, though. That's what they do.
Exactly.
Remember in like 94, 95, 96, it was like Packers.
Yeah, exactly.
Even 97,
exactly.
98, it's
yep.
like everybody
yep.
had a hangover
yeah.
and they were like, yeah. oh, we'll pick
the Packers.
They'll
Packers.
Win.
Yeah, exactly. No, sure. they can all forget it. We're the underdogs. I love it. We're going to win this
weekend. You know who can forget it?
Who's that?
People on our team. Who are injured.
Oh, my goodness.
Certain
what?
People we will not name.
15 people on the injury report. Are you kidding me? What happened to rest and recovery?
We got way too many guys on IR and way too many guys on the injury report. So rest and recovery, I'm not going to give them any more rest. I can tell you that. So we need to recover better.
Speaking of recovering, there's going to be some real problems if James Jones doesn't recover from his hamstring injury that he... took this afternoon.
Yeah, but wait, is Greg Jennings is probable, right?
Well, you see, that's the old injury report. Well, that was the thing.
We got Donald Driver and Greg Jennings. That's better than
Donald Driver and
James Jones.
They ran Greg Jennings last week on a Wednesday. He didn't recover, and then he was put down for the week. So this week they said, Mike McCarthy said he wasn't going to run him on Wednesday. He wasn't going to run him on Thursday. He was going to run him on Friday. So he didn't practice yesterday or today.
Oh, so he practices
tomorrow. He's going to practice, and that will tell us if he's going
to
play.
So if you're listening to this today, you're listening.
Exactly. He's practicing on Friday, and then we'll know Saturday probably how he responded and if he's going to play or not.
He's
got to
get
say,
out there. He's just,
oh my
I mean,
goodness.
He knows it.
Oh
he
my
knows
goodness.
It. And I don't want to like belabor it, but come on. It's time. It's time to step the up.
Yeah, you are absolutely right, sir. Well, and if there's any game where the wide receivers could make their names, it's this game.
It's true.
But the Chargers back line, the corners and safeties are ripe for the picking. I'm sorry. If we can find just any way of protecting Brett.
Just read this one sentence. Your favorite, Bob McGinn.
Love him.
Neither of the cornerbacks, Drayton Florence nor Quentin Jammer, play the ball well.
They don't. If you watch Jammer against Moss,
well,
on Sunday
I had
night,
Jammer and then I let him go because I was like,
goodness.
Wow, dude.
He was ridiculous. He
not
kept looking
happening.
In the backfield.
Yeah.
Why are you looking in the backfield?
Yeah.
You are playing Randy Moss.
Yeah, he needs to go back to tape from 2000.
On Randy Moss.
He needs to go to Minnesota
oh
Vikings,
goodness.
Green Bay tape.
I hope. I'm praying
Darren
to goodness
Sharper
gracious.
And everybody else getting their butts kicked
please,
by Randy Moss.
Please, please put Jammer on Driver. Please.
Okay, but you did.
Because that's Drivers all day.
It's true.
All day.
Yeah, but you know they won't. If James Jones and Greg Jennings are out, they're going to, like you
yeah,
said,
no,
they're going to have the
quadrupled
coverage
on Driver. But then, hey, I'll
Bubba
take my
Franks,
chances with
Donald
Lee. I'll take my chances with,
look,
with Bubba Franks.
I'm about to be a Donald Lee supporter. I just need some more.
I know. I hear you.
I need a little bit more. A
couple games. He's looking okay. He's looking good.
Because David Martin looked that
you.
Good.
All I'm saying is that, well, hey, yeah. David Martin looked great when he was healthy. If Donald Lee can stay healthy, he'll look great.
It's true.
He's got Brett throwing him the ball.
Yeah.
And the thing is, with the Chargers, they play a lot of single safety, a lot of guys up in the box, which, again, we won't be able to run the ball, but what else is new?
Yeah.
But if we can just give Brett time.
That's a big just.
It is. It's huge.
Well, wait,
it's
wait.
The game.
You just talked
it's
about
the whole
you
game.
Just talked about Brett giving guys the ball. Check this right. out. This is who Philip Rivers gets to give the ball to.
Oh, good
okay,
luck,
so,
Phil.
So of course you got LaDainian Tomlinson
taking the handoffs.
MVP.
Yep, he's brilliant.
Antonio Gates,
another brilliant guy.
Okay,
that's it.
We got that.
Let's
say it. It's out of the way.
That's
okay.
The game.
Craig Buster Davis,
Ooh.
Malcolm Floyd.
Who?
And the number one.
Their number one wide receiver.
Vincent Jackson.
Who, you know, I will say.
Come on.
I think he's talented, but I don't think he's anything.
Look.
You know, he's not anything.
If Brad had to throw the ball to these guys.
I'd be scared.
It'd be kind of like having Brandon Jackson.
Easy.
DeShaun Wynn.
Okay, I wrote it on the blog today. I'm going to say it
and
again.
And Ryan Grant.
I'm going to reiterate it. I'm going to reiterate it here on the podcast.
Wait. Corey White.
I really want to re- Easy. Hey, he caught two nice balls last week.
Whatever.
First downs, I might add.
Whatever.
I'm going to reiterate this. The only way we can negate LT, because we're not going to do it on defense. I don't care what anyone says. We have a great defense. We're not going to take away LT. He's due.
Look.
But
you
the
can,
way
though,
we
you can
take him away is by getting ahead. Getting ahead on the scoreboard. But, because Phillip Rivers is nothing without the threat of LT.
But let me tell you what helps.
He's nothing.
If you have, okay.
Without the play action
nine
pass,
guys in the box.
That's it. I'm 10 guys. I don't care.
No.
Well, we need nine because we need two guys on Gates.
Exactly.
I hear you.
I was about to say it, and you read my mind.
I want Collins over the top and Hawk over the top
there you
of
go.
Gates, wherever he goes.
There you go.
Everyone else, concentrate on LT.
Yeah.
Because, wait, I'm sorry. Is Vincent Jackson
going
to beat Al
Harris?
You're
going to be worried about Vincent. Wait, Craig Buster Davis, you're worried about him? Come on.
Against Charles Woodson?
Give me a freaking break.
Exactly. So that's it. All we got to do is get ahead in this game. Even by 10 points.
I think we can win this game.
I do too.
I'm going to put myself out there.
Everybody says
and I'm not
no
just
chance,
saying it as a Packer
blah,
fan.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm totally saying it as a Packer fan because I know I'm delusional and I don't care.
I am delusional.
We are winning this game. That's it. I called it. We're winning. Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning this game. Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.